Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Help me, Lewis. Help me. I'm trapped in Simon's crotch.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Simon's...
pee-pee!
Bit delayed.
Yeah.
We haven't spoken to Daff. How's Daff doing? He looks like a good boy.
I'm doing very well, Lewis. It was my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. How old is he?
What did you get me?
Oh, a big kiss. Come here.
Have you got a receipt for that?
No. Can't get a refund.
What are we doing today? What's the theme?
It's animal news.
Ah.
It's not pee news, don't worry.
No.
It's not pee news. It's not whatever, bum news, whatever it is we've done in the past.
I did like bum news.
Poo news, I don't know.
Poo news is great. Do we have a noise?
Sorry?
Is there like a little, animal news? Do you know what I mean? A little cheeky. There we go. What are we starting with?
Okay, this is hot. This is hot news and it's local news.
Bristol Lewis, news.
You're going to love it. It's got your favourite animal in it.
The... emu. Okay. Man crashes.
Oh, hi there, Lewis. How's it going? It's been a while, hasn't it?
Hi.
It's been a while. How are you doing?
I was doing fine until...
I'm just going to go over here for a bit.
Okay, thank goodness.
Okay.
A man has crashed into a shop in Bristol, and then he ran off only to be attacked by an emu.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Where did this happen?
Just in... Malmesbury.
Okay, sure.
Local-ish.
And I didn't know there were a lot of emus around Malmesbury. Just in the street. It is weird that
wild emus.
Yeah.
It's not native.
Was there one in the shop?
To England.
How did he get attacked?
I think it was working in the shop.
Right.
The cashier was the emu.
Well, it's from Australia, isn't it? Aren't they from... Are the emus from Australia?
Oh, maybe he was working in a bar then.
They come over, don't they, and they work.
They do come over here. What's
I like
that?
It. What?
What was that?
The Australians.
They come over here, don't they?
The bloody
They come
Australians.
Over here and they work.
They love it.
They do. They do love it.
So a driver who crashed his utility vehicle, typical, one of those flatbed trucks, into the centre of a Wiltshire town, thought he was making an escape, only to be attacked by an emu as he ran from the scene. Where is this? How did this happen?
Malmesbury.
No, but what?
He crashed into the shop front almost at 90 degrees to the road. We can clearly see that that's not true from this photo.
45 degrees.
We can clearly see. We can clearly see that they're wrong.
There is no way that was 90 degrees.
40-ish degrees.
Sure. And then did he abandon it and run for it? He was like...
He did, he did. It was a hit and run on a shop.
Okay, hang on. So the crash scene was opposite the historic Abbey, okay?
Mm.
And next door is the Old Bell Hotel where executive chef Dean Wade rushed to help.
Yeah.
He went to see if the two people scrambling out of the car needed help. We just assumed someone had lost control of their car, he said.
He's used to scrambling eggs, but not scrambling people coming out of cars.
Very, very good. Don't worry, it's the start of the podcast.
We edit that out.
We're not warmed up. But when we got there, they tried to run away. So Dean gave chase across the hilltop market town for 15 minutes over streets, across allotments, and eventually out of the town into the fields near the river and onto a farm that keeps exotic animals.
Mayhap some emus were upon said farm.
So we have a chef from next door.
What is going on with this chef? It's none of your fucking business. Why are you getting involved?
Why are you chasing these people down?
For 15 minutes.
Okay.
Get a life.
So...
Get a life. Get back in the kitchen. What time was this? This better not be during the lunchtime rush.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, people are waiting for their chips or whatever you cook, Dean, as your executive chef. So the driver leapt a fence and found himself face to face with an emu and an angry one. A mother protecting her young.
Oh.
Her young. The mother obviously felt threatened and proceeded to attack him, said Dean. I'm a fisherman, and so I've been around swans.
What?
When they are.
He's a fisherman now.
And I know.
I thought he was a chef.
I know how protective mother birds are, so I thought, there's no way I'm going in there. They're massive.
Yeah. Do you know what? Fair play. Absolutely 100% right, wasn't he?
Help was quickly at hand. The Wiltshire police turned up, who offered the man a better option than an angry emu, and he was arrested.
It really is like Hot Fuzz, isn't it?
So this happened at 12:30, just at lunchtime. It was a single vehicle collision.
At 12:30? What the fuck is the chef doing? Well, what is he doing?
I guess not a lot of people probably come in for lunch, though, at the hotel, right? I reckon it's more like dinner prep. It's like you do the dinner prep, you know? You're getting
They've got hot pies, hot chips.
The old bell.
Hot eggs.
Are you a shareholder? Do you own...
I'm just very disappointed.
In Dean's... You don't think Dean's a hero, local hero?
Why is he a hero?
Chases down hit and run criminals who've hit a...
Who cares? I mean, and it's not, no one was hurt. They just smashed into his shop.
Well, it's still a hit.
It doesn't even look like the shop's being used. Look, it's blank. There's no signage.
No, that's just a trendy one. It's a trendy shop.
Nothing there. There's nothing in the window.
They probably sell jewellery or something.
It's just an empty fucking shop.
No, it's trendy.
They crashed into the window of.
That's
who gives a shit?
Someone's livelihood.
Why would anyone care? And this guy's running after these guys. What if they turn around and beat the shit out of him?
Yeah, what if they got a knife?
He just got, you know, beat up, stabbed, mugged. For what?
Left for emu food.
For trying to, like, protect a shop that no one's using.
That's true.
It's just so weird.
It is weird. So anyway... Everyone got arrested.
The real hero is the emu.
I think the real hero is the
emu. He's our hero of the week. Congratulations, unnamed emu.
Who protected his young, or her young. I was a mother, yeah. A lady emu.
The main road for the town was closed for a number of hours, and all three emergency services were involved.
Were they? There was no fire. But maybe they needed to, like, get the car out of the building. So that's a fire brigade thing, right?
Yeah.
Seems like those lads can do it. The police, obviously, important. And the emu maybe got injured?
The emu actually worked for the ambulance services. It's a paramedic emu. That's how it got involved.
Okay. I'm trying to think of a pun.
I can wait.
Luke's thinking of one as well. You gonna help or you just... There aren't any. Luke, no.
A pun involving an emu, a large bird, flightless, a paramedic, maybe he drives an ambulance.
How about this? After he got attacked by the emu, they needed to put him on a ostricher.
Pretty good. Pretty good. That was worth the wait. You still got it, Lewis.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
I still don't understand this story. I've read it twice, and I still don't quite understand. It's very weird. It's very weird.
This is Devon News.
Devon News. Also quite local.
Yeah, it's the other way.
Southwest.
World's smallest lap dancing club opens in North Devon Beach Hut. Okay.
Spearmint Seagulls, it's called.
Okay, sure. And it's located inside a beach hut.
A beach hut.
Locals have been flocking. Very funny.
Yeah, it's good, isn't
it? To show off their pole dancing skills. I'm confused about this.
Yeah. So this is in Westward Ho! Exclamation mark, which is famous.
For having an exclamation mark.
In the name of it, yeah.
A few people, yeah, not, yeah. A few,
it's very pub quiz sort of trivia to know.
It's a classic seaside resort in Britain, and as a result has some characters.
Oh, some real characters, yeah.
One of whom has set up an 8-foot square beach hut with a shiny metal pole, black walls, zebra skin furnishings, a disco light, a heater.
You need that.
They're not wearing many clothes. A purple LED lights. And a Bluetooth speaker, no expense spared, with a beaded curtain shielding the entrance.
Yeah.
And metal security gulls.
Security gulls made of metal.
Security gulls.
Security. That is... That's really pushing it, isn't it?
Inside, there are signs reading, "Gulls, gulls, gulls," and "Gulls just want to have fun." Well, of course, we know seagulls. We love them. They're a big part of our...
Do we love them?
We love them.
Do we love them, though?
They're great.
Yeah, are they? Are they, though?
I think they're fine, yeah.
Oh, they're fine.
Yeah, they're good.
I think they're great. I think they're good. I think they're fine. I think they're good.
They're all right, aren't they?
They're all right.
I don't think we should... I think that we should look after them. They're good lads.
They're good lads.
They are good lads.
They are good lads.
They are good.
They are good lads.
Let's not get rid of them.
Let's not get rid of them.
Some things on this show we talk about and I'm like, look, let's just get rid of them. But some things I'm like, let's keep them. And this is a keeper. You know? Seagulls. Keep them.
Why?
Why not? They're fine. They're not doing any harm. They're getting rid of all the chips.
Oh,
eating all the vomit off the pavement.
I see.
They're like dustbins. Yeah. They're
it's
like little,
you and your fucking
they're
sunflower
like flying
seeds
Roombas,
out there in
they?
Bristol, scattering your seeds around. My friends, these are my friends. They're all flocking around you like a Disney princess. Oh,
as the one with one leg out on Queen Square, I gave that a little seed today. Gave that a little sunflower seed. It is keeping it going.
You're encouraging them.
Well, you know, they need a little bit of attention.
If you keep doing it, someone will punch you.
Someone?
A Bristolian resident will see you doing it and they will just lamp you for feeding the seagulls.
Where is it you're not allowed to? Where does it say you're not allowed to?
This will happen. It's a matter of time.
If there were signs up...
I'm not saying I'll be the one to do
right.
it. Don't get me wrong, Lewis.
Another sleepless night away from snapping. Seagulls are fine. And so anyway, what is this? Is this a joke or is this real? Do you know what I mean?
It's both.
It's both real and a joke.
So it's a tiny little beach hut. The idea is that you would rent out a beach hut when you arrive at the beach. You get a key, you walk inside, you get changed, you put your belongings in there. You go out, you lock it again, and then you go swimming.
Right.
And then when you're done, you go back to the hut, you get off the wet clothes, you dry off, you get changed into your normal clothes, you know, get your phone and whatever, and then leave again.
Right.
So it's a very practical thing to have beach huts.
Okay.
They serve a good purpose.
Okay.
But for a lot of the year, they're not being used for anything.
Right.
Not summer, no one's using all these beach huts. But this is during the summer, right?
It is like, the summer now, yeah.
Like, this was July, this month, as we're recording. So I'm not quite sure of the logic there.
Well, do you think it's one of these things that they've sort of thrown it up there as a kind of joke, like a theme? You know how you have these hotel rooms that are like themed? Like, you know, Batman themed or like...
There was the Airbnb that was all cheese.
Exactly, right? So you have this lap dance themed one.
Yeah.
Just as a joke, but maybe someone might actually have a lap dance in it. You know, like...
Oh, I see.
Do you see what I'm saying? The owner's wife is like, why have you done that one at like a strip club?
And he's
like...
Oh, it's just a joke. It's just a joke.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, I don't think anyone's actually going to do a strip tease in there, you know.
But if they do...
I wouldn't want them to, you know. But I'll be down there every day just to make sure none of them are.
Sure, yeah.
You know, I've got a few girls coming in actually just to check the poles solid, you know, because we don't want any accidents. Don't want anyone like, you know.
If the pole is all lubed up, you don't want them slipping off of it.
Yeah.
Hitting their head.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
Basically just seating at the moment. There's four of these huts that are all owned by the same inn. And they're, you know, brightly coloured. Three of them are just basically like picnic table sort of seating kind of thing.
Yeah, it looked like a place that you'd have like your dinner in.
Yeah,
a
nice eat your fish and chips. Safe in the knowledge that gulls won't be swooping down because you're in a covered...
Gull safe.
Yeah.
That's important because those gulls are serious.
They are. When it comes to fish and chips, certainly. But like the one on the left is like pink and yellow. Then the next one along is like a nice sort of powder blue. And then there's a really bright green one. And then there's just this one that's all black in the inside with like chrome metallic things. And that's the lap dancing club.
It's the seedy one.
It's the seedy looking one.
It kind of ruins the whole theme. Because it looks quite family friendly. And then you've got a weird sex one on the end, haven't you?
Do you see this? Described as the world's only flap dancing club. Which I don't know if that's... Flap dancing.
It's a bit weird.
I'm not sure I like the sound of it.
Locals have been flocking to the hut to show off their pole dancing skills. One of the first to strip off and christen the pole is 57-year-old grandmother Janice Sears, a member of the Westwood Ho Blue Tits Swimmers Club. Is that what colour your tits go when you've been swimming at Westwood Ho?
Very cold, that water.
Jesus. She was one of the first to get, she said, I love it. It's a little bit of fun, which we all need in this world at the moment. If it makes you smile, do it, is what I say. I'm 57 and hopefully teaching ladies to love their curves and have fun at any age. I just hope I didn't put anyone off their breakfast. Janice, you are a darling.
You're a legend, Janice. So there is this as well. There is this.
What is this? Okay, they've got a mascot.
They have a mascot. Dressed up as a seagull.
Right. There's not a lot of room in this.
There is not. It's not very large.
You know how when they do the pole dancing, they tend to spin around quite a lot. So you usually see they've got quite a lot of space.
There's not enough room to swing your legs around.
There really isn't. Like, I think you could just sort of... maybe just squeeze past the pole.
You can stand on it, you can climb up it a bit, lean back a little bit maybe, and that's about it.
Yeah.
That's about all you can do in there.
I'm not seeing any real life.
Oh God, I've just seen the beer sign. Bud Flight.
It's just full of bird puns, isn't it? So why have they... So they've even got like a seagull mascot for this place.
He's one of the security guards.
Right.
Yeah.
To keep people... in line. I don't know if I...
It's a bouncer.
I don't know, like...
Oh, it's... Is that a man himself?
Oh, he must be in charge.
Rob Braddock.
Spearmint Seagull. I hope
it's... Dick in his name,
Lewis. I hope it's just a joke, all tongue-in-cheek, but kind of just feels a little bit seedy, doesn't it? You know, it just feels like...
What kind of... Do you notice the mirror in the back?
There's a big, big mirror in the back, yeah.
Two-way mirror, do you think? I think behind there he's got like a camera set up.
Right.
And a little wanking chair sits on. A bit like Luke, actually, here. Like this. Like this. Something like a dining chair with a camera.
Right. Just
all
enough.
Seedy looking. Just like,
Spearmint Seagull has proved to be a huge hit with locals and visitors. However, anyone looking for employment in the adult entertainment industry may be disappointed.
Oh.
It's all done to raise a smile and a giggle. Please don't drop in your CVs saying you are a former dancer looking for work.
I guess they might have to get like a special license.
Right. Oh, I see, like an adult. Because, yeah, you can only have a certain amount. There's like only like three licenses for like Bristol, apparently.
Really?
Total, yeah, and they've all been so like the adult clubs in the centre.
So a fourth company can't open.
I don't think so. No,
right.
I think one of the other ones has to shut down.
Huh?
I think
that's
I
weird
think
that you
so.
Know that.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's weird that you know that there's a maximum of three lap dancing clubs in all of Bristol. That you just yeah. knew that information.
Well, there's Urban Tire.
Strange. It doesn't get more animal news than this, Lewis. This yeah. is peak animal news.
I see.
A goat has become a superstar in Pakistan because it has very long ears.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the whole story,
That's
pretty
it.
Much.
Right.
It
has got very long ears. They are like Dumbo size wings, really.
You would
aren't
not
they?
Believe the size of these goat's ears, how long they
the
are.
The wingspan is about 2 meters, isn't it? They're enormous.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it'll say 21 inches.
Well, each, I guess. Yeah.
Maybe? Simba is the name of the goat.
Interesting
which
name.
Which is a bit weird, isn't it? Because that's the name
the
of the
lion.
Lion.
Yeah, that's fine. So, obviously, this is a goat who's been specifically bred to have long ears. But this is obviously a particularly long, long-eared goat. Is this...
Such an absurd sentence.
Is there any reason for this other than it looking like that?
Is what
it,
do you mean?
Well, is this just the case of breeders breeding them specific traits or are they delicious, the ears? Do you want them to be as long as possible? Do you know what I'm saying?
It's just a baby.
Is this one of these things where it's really troublesome for the goat as well? Is it like constantly tripping over its ears?
I think the owner has to like tie them up in a knot. On their head.
It's just
like an updo.
Right. So it needs pampering. He lives in this kind of...
Probably, but I think it's being treated, you know, like a star.
Like a god.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he can hear what you're thinking, probably. He can hear neighbouring... Are they using him to spy?
I don't know. It's entirely possible.
I'm thinking of all the old jokes of big ears, you know, from when I was at school. You know, it's always some kid with big ears. And you come up with all these very mean, childish. Luke's looking sad. Were you the big ear?
I was the eyebrow boy.
Eyebrows?
Yeah, he does have strong eyebrows. They're good though.
Same size when I was a child.
Yeah,
I like strong eyebrows on people.
The bad
women
guy
as well.
Thunderbirds.
Ooh.
Yeah. What's the
bad Virgil? Parker.
No, yes, my lady.
He had massive.
They always had. They always are quite.
Yes, my lady.
He was the chauffeur and butler of Lady Penelope. Mm. Parker.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, my lady.
It's a very good impression.
Yes, my lady.
Fetch the rolls, Parker.
Yes, my lady.
have you got the picnic ready, Parker?
Do you know the joke?
No.
Do you know the Parker? Take off my dress.
Yes, my lady.
Parker. Take off my bra.
Yes, my lady.
Parker, take off my knickers.
Yes, my lady.
Parker, if I ever see you wearing my clothes again, I'll fire you.
Yes, my lady.
Classic.
That's a very classic joke.
Yeah. So the problem is, this is a record-breaking goat with the longest ears a goat's ever had. So you think it'd be a shoo-in for the Guinness Book of Records. But there is not a category in the Guinness Book of Records for goat with the longest ears.
Not yet. But fucking...
Not yet.
But how you, is there not?
You can
they
write into
them. They will fucking, like, make a category up on a spot.
Yeah, but you have to pay.
Like a fiver?
You have to pay them.
Oh, fucking hell. This one's obviously in. I bet you it's in already. Anyway, look, Narejo is wary of the attention Simba has attracted, including from rival breeders. Do you know what he's doing to fend off the rival breeders? He has resorted to prayer, Simon, and tradition. We recite Quranic verses and blow on him. to cast away the evil eye.
You blow on the goat. Do they blow on the goat's ears?
Following a long tradition we inherited from our elders, we have fastened a black thread around him, fortified with Quranic verses. There we go.
How do you fortify a thread?
With Quranic verses?
Yeah.
Well, it's bullshit, isn't it?
I mean...
It doesn't really matter. I mean, you say anything, don't you? It's all bollocks. Well, I fortify you with Quranic verses. There you go, it's done.
I guess they read the Quran at the thread and then they tie the thread around it. And that empowers it, I guess, in some way.
Yeah, with belief.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that...
But belief is very important.
Belief is very powerful.
Because it's only because of, like, you know, societal sort of mores and it's all we're all built on a series of beliefs.
Yeah,
things are the way they are because there's enough power of belief that things are right the way that they are. And then slowly over time there are changes, you know, sometimes progressive, sometimes regressive in society due to the power of belief. And what I'm saying is, due to the power of belief, we as a society across the entire world are responsible for the creation of a goat with extra long ears because we want to see this.
That's right. All of the things we've done have led us to this moment.
Yeah.
And
we've peaked as a society.
I don't even think it's that bad. I think it's all right.
It's all been building
He's
up
cute.
To this.
It's a cute goat. He's got cute ears. He looks nice.
I want to touch those ears.
I'm sure a lot of people, that would probably be very frowned upon.
I'd probably have to pay them a lot of money and be very respectful.
Yeah. You'd have to, you know...
They may not let random people touch the goat ears because they might think that they'll pass on bad energy. All I'm saying is if I show up wearing, like, a satanic T-shirt, it's probably not going to go well.
No, I guess not. No.
Like... Do you know the gender of this goat? He?
I think it would have to be, like a high maintenance name as well. Like a Becky.
Rylan.
Rylan.
I would call it, if it had a beautiful smile, I would call that goat Rylan.
Why, where does that come from?
From Rylan.
From what's that?
Rylan.
What's that?
You know Rylan.
No!
He's a man. Not a goat.
Oh, fucking Rylan.
You know Rylan.
The gorgeous, long-haired...
Rylan.
Rylan.
It's Rylan, everyone.
He's got very small ears.
He has very small ears.
Almost non-existent ears. Look, they're like hidden away. They're like hiding from his head with that guy.
It's a good name for a pet, right? Rylan.
No. Rylan.
Rylan. Come on. Come on, Rylan. Rylan.
I see. It doesn't sound human, does it? It doesn't sound human at all.
Yeah, because it's not really a human name. It's not even his name.
He just made it up.
Yeah.
Not Simba. Name of a lion.
Yeah, why call it Simba? It's so weird.
Well, maybe he never watched The Lion King, you know?
A very, very, very famous animated animal, right? Like, why call it that?
But I think, okay, here's the way it works.
Why didn't he call it Dumbo? Why didn't he call it Dumbo?
Well, I tell you what happened. This goat was born along with thousands of other goats, right?
Right.
999 of them, their ears were not very long, so they were killed.
Oh my God.
And eaten in stew, right? Because that's what they do.
Goats are fine, they're halal.
And right. then and obviously when they were all breeding, he didn't know which one had the long ears, yeah?
Right.
So he just gave them all names. And he was like, I need names. So like Elsa, Anna, the snowman, mm-hmm. whatever, all of the characters, you know, Simba, the other characters from The Lion King.
What? Car? No, that's the Jungle Book.
Baloo. Name
Timon
another.
Timon and the other one.
Pumbaa. Timon. Simone? Anyway, that's what you do, right? Yeah. When you have all these, you just give them names from already existing media.
Right.
It gives them a little bit of a character.
Mm.
And then the ones that make it through the ultimate life or death challenge of who has the longest ears or gets turned into curry. Mm.
It's like a talent contest. Like Britain's Got Talent or whatever it was that Rylan was on.
Except it's Pakistan's Got Curry and ears. Maybe they keep them going a little bit because this is still a baby one. They got to grow them up. They got to give them a couple of weeks to grow up before they eat them, you know?
Well, it says that he's like a media star. I mean, there's not been anything here.
They're not going to eat him.
At all.
About his sisters. Are you saying that there's like going to be like a Kardashian sort of thing where the family of this goat also have their own, you know, one of them's got like a, one of them's got like a really big ass.
Goat with a big ass, yeah.
The world, where's this leading to?
I don't know. You're the one that came up with this.
Not me in this conversation. I mean, breeding goats to the long ears. Where does it end? How big can a goat's ears be that where it uses too much resources and it can't survive?
Did we not do a story about the sheep with the biggest testicles ages ago?
We did, but they were swollen because it was full of cum. I believe. Wasn't it? I don't believe they were just naturally big. I believe it was just very frustrated. What? What? I don't think that was just, that wasn't nature. That was like someone just holding it in for too long. I think that's what that story, at least that's how I remember the story. It might not have been.
Okay, yeah.
It might not have been that. Woman forced to install sign outside house. This is what happens when you have something weird. Explaining why dog is always on roof.
Yeah.
Because obviously people have been coming up to her.
Do you know your dog's on the roof?
She's like, yeah, he likes it up there. So Huckleberry, he's on a roof. What is he? Is he a golden retriever?
It looks like it. And he just sat there on the roof.
He's a lovely looking dog. He obviously enjoys people watching.
Yeah.
And just lording his time up on over his, you know, the peons down below. You know, being on top of the world.
King of the castle.
Yeah.
What? Looking down on the dirty rascals.
Indeed.
They got another dog.
It's a little bit dangerous, but obviously he's fine. Oh my God, the sign.
Don't be alarmed. Huckleberry is living up to his name.
He learned to jump onto our roof from the backyard. We never leave him in the backyard without someone being at home. He will not jump off unless you entice him with food or a ball.
That's asking for trouble, isn't it?
We appreciate your concern, but please do not knock on our door. We know that he's up there. You are allowed to take pictures of him and share them with the world.
Hashtag
Huck the Roof Dog.
Huck the Roof Dog.
This is
Huck the Roof Dog. What a hashtag.
I know, it's a lovely story. I mean, he doesn't look like as happy normally. He looks like he's in trouble, doesn't he? He's got a bit of a sad look to him.
I can see why people would be confused, alarmed even.
Yeah, but once you've seen the sign, you realise, you know, he's just having fun.
It's just a dog living his life on a roof.
He's very much got like resting sad face though, in a sense, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Like he's just a little bit of a melancholy looking dog from a distance.
From a distance.
This is a great little news article, Simon. I love it. You know?
That's just a sign.
Does he think he's like a seagull or something?
Maybe he thinks he's a bird, yeah.
Yeah. Has he like...
He was adopted by birds as a puppy.
Yeah. He says, before installing the sign, the woman would have 4 to 5 people knocking on her door per week asking, do you realise there's a dog on your roof? Oh my gosh.
That would get pretty fucking tiring.
This still happens at least once or twice a week as most people miss the sign.
Put
the sign in a better place. What is he doing? It's going to get worse as well. Now he's probably got his own little tourist star on TripAdvisor.
Oh, God.
Dog on roof house.
No, Huck the Roof Dog.
Oh, sorry, yes. Huck the... Yeah, that's fun.
So this went somewhat viral on Reddit, and she did an AMA about the dog.
Burning questions.
And it wasn't really interesting at all.
No, they asked him stuff like, can you hear him walking around on the roof? And she said, yes, it is annoying. One user who unexpectedly spotted Huckleberry on the roof said he barks at joggers to get more attention.
He wants the attention.
This is why he's doing it. He's become a little... He's a fame seeker. So
he's like one of those people that wears a stupid hat all the time.
No. This is like, so obviously if the GOAT was doing Pakistan's Got Talent,
right?
This guy is applying for America's Got, you know, he wants the fame. The GOAT was born famous, right?
It's got long ears.
And the GOAT doesn't want to be famous.
Right?
Whereas
but he doesn't want to be made into food.
Whereas, exactly. But, so it's fine.
Yeah. Right?
But this dog is pampered, lives a happy existence just for doing nothing. But he wants that recognition. He wants fame. He's created something that he can be recognised for.
But his talent is what? Sitting on a roof?
Yeah, getting on the roof and barking.
How does he get on the roof?
He's figured it out.
Is there a ladder around the side?
There must be some shed or something they can jump on.
Oh, this could be a window. There's quite a flat roof.
There's like some process.
The incline is quite...
It's quite low.
Yeah. So he's got his own Instagram.
Cool.
And he has 38,004,000 followers, which isn't a number.
Which is definitely not a number. But that's happened. His owners have recently adopted another dog named Bluebell, who has started following in Huckleberry's footsteps. Showing a picture of Bluebell on the roof, they wrote in Huckleberry's voice.
They what?
Introducing my new little sister, Bluebell, named after my favourite Texas ice cream and from the same breed that I came from. I'm still not sure what to think of her, but my family seems in love, so I think I will be too.
Hey, Boba, how you doing? You all right? That's awkward.
What do you mean? It's not the camera's here. It's not your.
Yeah, but it's different when someone's in the flesh watching you.
That's true.
I don't mind Luke. I barely see him as a person.
Can we have a look at the Instagram?
It's just stuff. Animal News.
Animal News was top today. I enjoyed that. That was very warming.
Yeah.
My cockles and all that have been thoroughly reheated.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they were.
I didn't know that they were cold.
They were frozen, solid.
Has been a bit chilly.
But no, my core.
What you need to do to warm your cockles, really, is you put like a bowl of water in the microwave, about 2 minutes, and then you place it on the ground, and then you just sort of squat over it. You have to take
clothes
off. I mean, you can keep your shirt on. Yeah, right. And just sort of, yeah, teabag. Teabag the water.
Yeah. Oh!
Maybe dip your little finger in it first.
Beep, beep.
Before you... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Comes full circle. Nice book ending.
You're welcome.